It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to hell.
That's hot.
That's a bunch of bull.
Hey, chill out, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm ready to go to the final stretch, boys. I've had my protein bar.
You charged
up.
Yeah,
and you look like you enjoyed it.
Energy surges through your body.
Just man. Like Elvis.
Got to improve on that flavor. We're going to talk to Karen Davidson, who is the she is the daughter of Harley Davidson styling legend, Willie G. Davidson, and the great-granddaughter of one of the company's founders. Before we do that, really quickly, just take this call. Very quick. Kim, you've been waiting a long time. Kim,
hey, how are you?
Kim from Haymarket. We got to talk to Karen Davidson, so really quick, please.
Sure, I'll make it quick. I was filling up at a gas station in Haymarket this morning, and I got approached by a young man who asked me to put a few gallons of gas in his car.
Oh, and his grandparents. That's how you know. That's how you know.
Watch out. It's coming.
Panhandling for gasoline. That's how you know we got problems, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's get this lady on the line right here. I'll always talk Harleys. I'm a Harley guy.
Sure.
I like Harley people. I like hogs. I ride my hog, baby.
I know you do.
I've enjoyed it for a long time. Karen Davidson from Harley Davidson. Karen!
Hello. Hello. How about those hogs getting good gas mileage, huh? Yeah,
well, you know what? I will be honest with you. There is one and only one reason. That was the thunderstorms. There were supposed to be some real bad ones that came in. I was still almost on the cusp of riding my bike in. I got to be honest with you, Karen. That is one of the reasons that, you know, on a good weather week, I'll ride the bike, you know, 5 days in a row to work. I'll bring it in all the time.
Yeah, we're starting to hear about it more and more. I'm on the West Coast, and people are talking that way, too.
That's my first question to you. Because I'm very curious as to how much of that you're starting to see now. Up until this point, you know, you're going through your little midlife crisis, or you've ridden bikes all your life, or you're a biker guy, you know, and it's the styling element of getting a Harley. Are you seeing that happen now with the gas prices that people are doing it for economic reasons?
Well, I'm starting to hear people talking about riding their bikes more. Yeah, where before it was the trade-off car or bike, and now it's like, more the bike. So you're starting to hear the rumble, and I'm definitely starting to see it a little bit more in Southern California. There's more bikes on the road. You're starting to see trikes out there. Have you guys noticed? We've got smart cars all over.
Right.
But, you know what? Have you guys noticed more women riding?
My girlfriend rides. She's got a soft tail, and she
hey,
got
hey,
one last.
Hey.
Hey, Rob, please. Yes, sir.
Soft tail, hard tail, they're all good.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It is hot.
No,
absolutely.
There are, you know, that's really what the news is. And, you know, 12% of our new bike sales go to women.
I was ready. You know, we had the ride of the Patriots going down to the wall here in Washington, D.C. on Memorial Weekend. And, you know, got that weird Darth Vader thing on the line here. Hold on a second. Can we fix that at all?
Ride the game.
And I noticed, you know, a brand new bike, brand new dealer tags on it, and a lady that joined us on the ride, and a lot more women than I saw even last year riding bikes. A lot of people are getting on the bikes, mm-hmm. and there's nothing sexier, I got to be honest with you.
That's true.
I mean, it's just, it's a great sex appeal. They look terrific.
Why is it going up so much? Because I always think a lot of women still want to ride on the back of a Harley.
You know, not so much. I mean, now's the time. You talk to a lot of women are experiencing the empty nest syndrome, and boy, are they they're embracing the whole new life. You know, like, hey, it's me, my time, and I'm going to take on new challenges.
So it's not just the guys that are going through the midlife crisis. The women are doing the same thing.
No, it's both. Wow. So, you know, and they're like, I'm taking the handlebars. I'm going to take the course, and I'm going to do this. And then once they do, I have so many of them that come up to me and say, hey, this has just changed my life. This is, like, the most empowering, the most fun I've had. And then they can have, you know, share that equal experience with their whoever.
You know, I'm reading here that you are the daughter of the styling legend, Willie G. Davidson. And what is that styling legend? What part of Harley was he involved in? Like styling the bikes and stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's vice president, chief styling officer, and he's been with the company since the 60s, and he's been the legendary styling guru.
Is he the one one of the guys that brought it back, right? I mean, brought the brand name back.
Yeah, exactly. One of the ones that was part of the buyback, and I'm William A. Davidson's great-granddaughter, so he was one of the founding fathers.
And
so.
And you do creative direction for apparel and accessories, so, I mean, you get to
do
all that, and that when did that explode?
It's
because
a big business.
That
wow.
is just amazing.
Over the 90s, I joined in 89, and we actually started the branded line of motor clothes in 1989, and it really, with the dealers changing their dealerships, becoming more boutique-like, more apparel-friendly, it really did explode.
So prior to that, we didn't have a lot of access now, you know, because I'm a new rider. I started about 2005 riding, and, you know, when I have, there's nothing I enjoy more, really, than going into a dealership and just looking at all the stuff, especially if you like leather, baby.
Do you make more on the bikes or the apparel? For the company, do you make more on the accessories or the bikes? Where does most of the business come from?
Oh, the business is in the bikes. I mean, there's no question. But, I mean, the amount, when you talk volume, the collectible T-shirts and so forth. But, it's quite part of the division's license, part of it's our private label. But it's been really good. Our division that does the private label, we're over a $270 million company right now within the company. So it's been very nice for us.
So what is it? I mean, the whole, iconic nature of Harley-Davidson, I mean, it's got to be kind of cool, I would imagine, growing up as, my God, you're a Davidson. I mean, you're out there riding around and you go, yeah, nice bike. Yes, thank you very much. I mean, really, thank you very much.
Talk about fun. I just had two brothers. I had a battle for the mini bike all the time when we were real young and we were all riding. You know, it was quite the battle. But, oh, fun. And, you know, we all, myself and all the family members have rode the roller coaster of the up and down times of the company. And, you know, it's just great to be out there. It's an honor. It's beautiful to be able to go out and ride with people. And that's what we're going to do for the 105th coming up. We're riding from the East Coast.
Oh, get the plug in there. Hold on a second. The 105th anniversary.
Yes.
And you help women take life by the handlebars on their hogs.
That's great. Yeah.
You know, I think that I can't describe it, Karen, because, I mean, it's strange. When I got interested in this, and Buzz did as well.
We both took the course.
You know, both interested at the same time. Mm-hmm. I'm 48 years old, and, you know, obviously statistics will bear out. There are a tremendous amount of guys that are, like, between 40 and 50 that kind of get into this thing. Mm-hmm. And it just started. I mean, I'd be at a restaurant, and you'd mm-hmm. see one of these, you know, bikes come up there, you know, whether it's a Harley or another, you know, great chopper that comes up.
Yeah.
And you're looking, and you just get into it.
The brotherhood.
I don't know. And now I am completely addicted to it. I would rather be on my Harley than I would be in my car.
Yeah, and you love talking to other riders about the experiences. Share your experiences and
When you're talking about women on bikes too, you've got and I actually did this. I actually went with my girlfriend and we were looking at these bikes and I think it's called the Softail Deluxe is the one because it's kind of low to the ground. And are you designing more bikes that are both, you know, easier for women because they're, you know, the bottom line is women are more petite and they need, a little bit more control. Are you designing more bikes with that in mind?
No, just that we have more parts and accessories so the dealers are able to configure a bike easier. The handlebar options, the foot pegs, the lowering kits. I mean, all that really makes the bike unique, and that's what, you know, let's face it, it's about freedom of expression and individuality. So, you know, our bikes are an expression of our own taste and our personal, you know, how it fits and feels.
Anything cool coming up? Anything that we should be looking for as far as Harleys are concerned?
You know what? Just look for more technological advances and more great styling, you know, options. It's just, you know, they keep getting better and better. I know I'm tempted every year. And watch out for the colored leathers. I mean, our number one selling jacket, one of our top selling jackets is a pink biker jacket. So watch
a pink
out.
Biker jacket. Rob, I've got your Christmas present.
Oh, that'll be nice. Does it come in the larger sizes?
I'm ready for your leather jacket, Rob. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's I love a Harley, and it's nice talking to you, Karen. And I wish I don't have to wish you luck.
You're doing fine.
You got more money than Jesus.
She should wish you luck.
Wish me luck and give me a free motorcycle. That's what I want.
Hope to see you sometime. Hope to meet you sometime.
That'd I would love to do that. That would be a lot of fun. And
that would be.
Good luck to the company and all that.
Thank you.
Yes, Rob. You know, I am single, Karen. Are you a married lady by any chance?
I am.
Oh, man.
You mess around?
There we go. Well, no, it doesn't matter. I want to marry money, Rob. That's what I want to do, for God's sake. Karen, good luck, and thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Karen. That's Karen Davidson.
It sure is. Wearing nothing but a pink biker jacket.
Play the Make Us Laugh music, ass. Play it right now. It's always been a fantasy of mine to marry money.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try this now. This might be very, very easy for all of you. This is how this game's going to work. We're going to do Make Katie Laugh.
Nothing to it, folks.
Good luck. Katie, the pixie-like little angel that works on this show.
Stoic Katie.
Stoic Katie. Katie laughs all
Mirthless
the time.
Mirthless Katie.
That's right.
You want to know how easy it is? Katie laughs at Rob all the time.
Well, there you go.
Hey.
Like on a daily basis. If you would like to make Katie laugh, you know, you idiots know how the game works. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. I'm not sure exactly how much we're going to give you. That depends. What do you think? We say $100?
$10?
No, you cheapo. We're gonna give $100 away if you can make Katie laugh. 877-365 this music.
We're going to make Katie laugh. We're going to make Katie laugh.
877-365-3636. We'll be back with that and more fun and more thrills right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.